Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQs. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and coaching system for real estate investors, all the way from beginners who have never owned rental real estate, all the way up to people who already have 5,000 apartment units. Our discussion today is something that we talk about a lot, and it's all about belief systems and how dangerous most people's belief systems are. I mean, they just believe, their beliefs are so disempowering that it literally destroys their life. And it could be, I'm going to relate it to real estate, of course, but it could be the belief that you can't invest in real estate because you don't have the money. You don't have a lot of credit. You don't have the time. You don't have the contacts. The problem with all these beliefs is they're all solvable. But it doesn't matter to the person who believes those things, because the ego doesn't like to be wrong. And so people with belief systems like that are generally controlled by their ego. And egos don't like to be wrong. They hate it. It hurts their feelings. And so they will go through life with a belief, even if it's been disproven a million times, they won't let it go, because they're ego-driven. One of my favorite examples of, and this lady was not ego-driven, but it's an example of how dangerous having the wrong belief can be. The question I want to ask, and you can think about this while I tell the story, is, does a belief have to be true to be debilitating? Does a belief have to be true to stop you dead in your tracks? This lady calls me and she says, Steve, you're talking about you and your students having over 100 houses. I bought 4 rent houses 2 or 3 years ago, and my bank told me that I couldn't buy any more, that the limit was 4. So I haven't tried to buy any more rental property. How are you guys able to buy 100 houses? Now, do you see her belief? Her belief was you could only have 4 houses. So for a couple of years, it paralyzed her. She stopped even looking for deals. It is so dangerous to not question every single belief you have. Because if you're not getting the results from your life that you want, it's because of your belief system. The world is all but perfect. It's perfect. The laws are almost perfect. They're not perfect, but almost perfect, to allow you to build wealth inside the United States. Now, if you're in a different country, that wouldn't be true in a lot of countries. But in the United States, oh my Lord, you have every opportunity possible to start a business, to build wealth, to buy real estate. Go back to this lady. So I'm on the phone with her. She asked me the question, and I quickly respond, that's that bank's rule. Go across the street to another bank, they'll loan you on four houses. Go across the street from that bank to another bank, they'll loan you four houses. And then you're eventually going to run into a bank that has no limit. See, it didn't matter that her belief was false. It mattered that she believed it, and it paralyzed her. The most dangerous one, the most dangerous belief that you can have is that you're not good enough to do it. I'm studying how to get into action, reading a couple of books, listening to a couple of audios on the psychology of getting people to take action. And what I'm finding is that throughout these books, they talk about a low self-esteem is the number one reason that people don't take action. And my argument is, if you have a low self-esteem, you think you're lazy, you think you won't do it, you think you can't do it, you're wrong. But it doesn't matter. You believe it. You believe you can't do this. So it's going to debilitate you just as effectively as if it was true. And the weird thing is, at the end of your life, you're going to agree. See, I told you I couldn't do it. You'll have proof. I told you I couldn't do it. I told you I wasn't good enough. I told you I wasn't smart enough. I told you I wasn't hardworking enough. See, I never did it. It's all bogus. It's all flat out a lie. One of the big lies is the 20% down comment. I get this all the time. People are like, oh man, you have to put 20% down plus pay for all the rehab. So your total out of pocket per deal is going to be around $70,000. People believe that. Even though our actual total out-of-pocket is somewhere around $20,000, $25,000, a third of what they believe. I had a guy call up. He was doing that. He was putting $70,000 down on every deal because he didn't know what you're about to learn. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Blake Yarborough of Capital Concepts. And we're going to talk about a thing called a hard money loan. It's or a smart money loan. It's what investors use to keep their down payment low. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about belief systems and how people who have misinformation literally destroy their lives. One of them being that you have to put 20% down, plus pay for all your rehab, plus pay all your closing costs out of your pocket. And this is why inexperienced, uneducated real estate investors are putting $70,000 down on every house they buy when we're putting $20,000-$25,000 down every time we buy a house. And then in a down market, a lot of times it's zero down or $4,000 or $5,000 down at the most. So I want to bring on Blake Yarbrough of Capital Concepts. You can find him online at foursmartmoney.com, foursmartmoney.com. Blake, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Now, yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first, but I can hear you clearly now. So thanks again for calling in. Were you able to hear a little bit of what I was saying?
Well, what I heard, how some people put, you know, a lot of people, what I like to say, even Bill Gates would run out of money if you're putting 20% down, fixing out of pocket, and then your closing costs.
Right.
That's the segment I think you were talking to. I've bought about 400 houses in the last 12 years. I still buy with a hard money loan to refi, and the reason is we're maximizing leverage and we're letting the properties pay for themselves. The equity we bought got in the property and to roll in the refi. But the main thing is I'm not putting $25,000 out of pocket or $40,000 out of pocket on some deals. Sometimes we are at $20,000-$25,000 these days, but if you buy it right, you know, you can be $5,000 or $6,000 out of pocket today. So big fan of the hard money loan.
Yeah, and I prefer the term you use, which is smart money, which is, you know, your website, foursmartmoney.com. It really is the smartest way to do it, because these people could buy three houses to every one they're buying now if they just would educate themselves and learn about the hard money loans moving to conventional.
And with those three houses, though, you have three times the appreciation, three times the depreciation, you know, probably double the cash flow, you know, so on and so forth. Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've done this, but if you pay a house in full, you get about a 7% rate of return on cash on cash. The houses that you have financed for my members, they're getting 20% rate of return, sometimes higher. So the rate of return is actually three times as high if you use leverage compared to paying cash, which is another really dumb strategy. Let's not use the word dumb. Very ineffective strategy that people use. Oh, I'm going to buy these houses cash. No, don't do that. Leverage is a key to wealth. And having somebody in your back pocket like Blake Yarbrough that can get you these type loans is invaluable. I mean, it's just, he's somebody you want on your team. Well, you were kind of talking about the $5,000 or $6,000 down deal. This was 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, you know, during the down times. Are you seeing much of that lately?
I personally did one Wednesday, but they're fewer and far
that long
between.
Ago.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you also got a. I've got some things dialed in pretty good on my repair costs and some other costs associated with it. And, I mean, there's multiple things, right? Buying the property is one big deal. Financing is another huge deal, and managing the repairs and keeping them at a reasonable repair cost is another big deal. And when you get all those kind of working together, that's when you get the numbers working for you, and that's when you get the higher rates of returns and stuff like that. But one of my favorite quotes was in a book, and it said, "The secret to wealth building, it's a financing game." And that kind of plays along with these smart money loans or these hard money loans that we're talking about. Because a lot of people have a certain finite amount of cash, and if they spend all their cash on one deal, then how long will it take them to save that $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever to buy another deal? And if we're able to get, or if they had 50 and we're able to get three deals out of that 50 grand, let's say, you know, instead of one with 20% down, repairs out of pocket and the closing costs, they'll get more excited about investing and hopefully start really getting into it. But
yeah,
I may be off topic a little bit. I mean, I don't know if you wanted to go and the numbers. I think you've done that plenty. You know, I'll let you.
I would like you to explain exactly how would a zero down work, because I think we're headed into a correction. I think these foreclosures are going to hit. What's going on in China? There's going to be some ripple effects across the globe. We're going to see some really fantastic deals in 2022, 23, maybe even into 24. Describe a zero down deal.
So let me kind of make it easy for everybody, kind of, you know, to simplify it. So it's the old T-chart. To answer your question, zero down is where we're financing 100% of the acquisition plus the repairs into the deal. And we may be able to even roll in some closing costs if we have enough equity into it. But it's zero down payment. And then the way we get to that is we kind of take our acquisition price, our sales price, whatever it may be, and we got to add our estimated repairs, and we come up with a number. Let's just say it's comes into 75, right? 60,000 with 15 is 75. Well, then on our other side of our T-chart, what I like to do is our maximum ARV, let's say 100,000, my max loan to value is 75% of that, so I can lend 75% of the 100, 75,000. Well, you needed exactly 75,000, which is the acquisition plus repairs. So in that scenario, it would be zero down payment needed, and hopefully we can roll your closing cost in on the right deals. But that's and then a few months later when it's repaired, then we can take it into a refi, and hopefully we can roll in the closing cost into your refi as well.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was able to roll in my closing cost. I'm trying to think back. I don't think I went to closing with more than a couple $100 or the second closing with more than a couple $100, maybe a couple grand at most. Again, depending on the ARV, after repaired value, and my all-in number percentage. But if you'll go all the way to 75%, so the people need to understand, and I think we made a mistake in one of the numbers earlier. If you got a $100,000 home, that's the ARV, after repaired value. You buy it for 60, it needs 15 in rehab, that's 75,000. That's a zero down deal. So you could just do the math. If it's a $200,000 home, you need to be 150 or less all in to get it for zero down. But what's more common right now, a little property I picked up on West Green in Katy, I was all in at 170, and that included the closing costs. It ARV'd at right at 200. So they financed 150. All I had to come with was 20 grand. And then when we refied, I didn't have to come with anything. So those are sweet deals. And again, you can buy two or three times as much real estate by using these smart money loans. And by the way, forsmartmoney.com is the correct address, right?
Correct. The one thing I want to add to that, what you're saying, is a few months ago I bought a couple houses, and they were about $200,000 was hard money appraisals, like 197 and 201 or something like that. I did not keep them. I put them back on the market, and I knew I did an exceptional job on the rehab. I put them up there. I'm not trying to get people to speculate, but the market's going so fast right now. I put them up there at 230. I've got a 230 offer, 20% down, and a 235 offer, 20% down. And there were so many people wanting those properties, they did an appraisal waiver. So they're not backing out of the contract just because the appraisal comes in lower.
Wow.
So where I'm going with that is when we go to refi, I don't want you to speculate, right? But we've been fortunate on some of these appraisals as of late on the refi because of that appreciation that's happening just in those few months while we're rehabbing it and renting it out.
Are you aware that 51% of houses in Houston are selling above asking price?
I haven't heard that number, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, 51%. I think the record number I've seen was a house in Austin sold for $127,000 more than the asking price, and that house was under $500,000. So
that's amazing.
That's just crazy. All right, Blake, do you mind holding on? We got to go to break.
Sure.
Everybody, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Blake Yarbrough of ForSmartMoney.com. We'll be back after the break. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. We're on the line is Blake Yarbrough, who has literally done hundreds on his own and has set up thousands of real estate investors with hard money loans so that they can leverage their money, buy homes quicker, put less down, and make a higher rate of return. You can find him online at ForSmartMoney.com, ForSmartMoney.com. Those of you who are thinking about investing in real estate, this is the guy to get pre-approval with so that you can go out there and write offers. This is something, Blake, I would like you to speak about after I'm done. It's what people don't realize is that conventional loans, they're not going to loan you money on a beat-up house, even with 20% down. You know, if you're going out there and finding a house that's missing carpet, has holes in the wall, missing doors, missing appliances, you can't do it, even 20% down. But with a hard money loan, these houses that offer the greatest opportunity are now in your sights. You're able to buy these things just like you were paying cash. It's an extremely powerful tool. What are your thoughts on that, Blake?
Well, when we're trying to get deals, we're usually looking for maybe some deferred maintenance, or the seller might not be able to have the money to fix some of these houses. Well, some of these houses might need a new roof, ACs out, or foundation. Well, Fannie Mae, and really most banks, they only want a nice, pretty house, if you will. They don't want anything with structural issues or major issues, right? They want good collateral. That's when we come in with the hard money loan. Hard money loan, is you can use it like a construction loan. You can get a finance your roof, your AC, your foundation, and all your other repairs. And then when it's nice and pretty, then we get the prettier interest rates. We can go with the regular conventional loans at that point. But, yeah, you will not – you're – when you go to a Fannie Mae loan or a conventional loan or other bank portfolio loans, they want the asset habitable and good position, good situation.
I know one lady told me that she was in the middle of buying a property, and they went in and inspected, and there was carpet missing in one of the bedrooms. They shut her down. Just for carpet being missing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Fannie Mae or FHA or what it was.
No, it's amazing what they'll turn down to stuff. I mean, you can have a $200,000 house, and they'll, because $1,000 of carpet's not down there, they're like, it's not habitable. It doesn't have carpet.
Yeah.
It might be a situation you get the seller to put carpet in real quick or something. But so that's one of the main reasons we do. Is when these houses need work, we can go in with these hard money loans, fix them up, leverage our money, and then we can, and the way I look at it, when I rent it out and it's hard money loan, I'm essentially breaking even. I don't really get my cash flow until I refi it, you know?
Right.
So,
right. But you refi so quickly. I mean, it's just barely been leased by the time you refi it. So it really, there's no break even. You haven't even had anybody in there. And then you refi it so quick. How long does it take from the day that rehab is finished? How long does it take you to refi one?
Depending on type of loan. I mean, so first things first, I want to say with Fannie Mae, a conventional loan, there is no requirement of seasoning. We can start working on the refi. It takes, right, let's say 30 days to do that type of loan. And then if we do a debt service loan, something where we don't qualify for Fannie Mae and we're going off the cash flow of the property, we need 90 days. But that's about how long it would take to rehab a house and get it rented and stuff in some cases. So we're ready to go when you're ready.
I want to make sure people that are listening are aware. You can have up to 10 Fannie Mae loans. And is there any better loan out there? Fannie Mae's really the best, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also the more tedious to get. So you got to clean that out. There's another phrase I might say.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the best loan. It's the lowest interest rates. It's no prepayment penalties. It's fully amortizing, you know. When we go to other types of loans, there's going to be a trade-off. So like a local bank loan, maybe a five-year note, amortizer of 15, 20, 25 years, but no prepayment penalties. When we go into these securitized loans that are securitized on Wall Street, well, those investors want a certain return, but they may offer you a 30-year fixed, and we can get rates from the fours all down into the high threes or into the threes, but your property's got a prepayment penalty for 3 to 5 years, depending on how you want to structure it. So Fannie Mae's the best, and there's some great loans out there, but when you get past 10, you're kind of either locking in for a little bit or else you're renewing with the current every 5 years with a local bank loan. So those are two basic options.
Well,
but
let me make a point.
If you've got a good property and you financially you're good, we can give financing for you. I mean, I've got about 140 houses now, and I'm still buying. Where so many people think once you get 4 or 10, you can't buy any more properties, and that's just a false statement.
Yeah, it is. We actually discussed that in the first segment where a lady had quit looking for houses for 2 years, a couple of years, she said, so I assume that's 2 or 3. She goes, my bank told me I could only have 4 loans, so I quit looking for real estate. It paralyzed her for 2 or 3 years till she met me, and I introduced her to you or one of the other smart money lenders, and now she's killing it. She doesn't have 100 houses, but she's got quite a few now. But the thing I want to say to all the listeners, you're going, why should I get pre-approval with Blake? And let me tell you why. Because now when you're talking to real estate agents, you can tell them you can take beat up houses now. See, these real estate agents are going out there and they go to a house and they get there and it's a piece of crap. They're just leaving. They're not even bothering to sign a listing agreement because they know it won't qualify for conventional mortgage. Well, if you reach out to your realtors and go, look, I'm now pre-approved for a hard money loan and I can buy the houses that need the work, your agent is going to be able to bring you more deals, period.
And
so that's why you want to be
more
pre-approved.
Widely known than it was before. So 10 years ago, a lot of people didn't know what a hard money loan is. And the realtors,
that's true.
Many still are learning, but the realtors are learning what it is and more accepting of them.
Yeah, there was a lot of, what would you call it, where they were nervous. They didn't know if it was a real loan. They were afraid the deal wouldn't close. They'd go under contract and waste the seller's time. Well, they're not wasting the seller's time. These are real loans. They're happening every single day, hundreds of them across the country. So, yeah.
And
oh,
I
by
think,
the way,
I think,
if you've got a question, let me give the phone out real quick, Blake.
Sure.
It's 281-558-5738. If you've got a question for Blake or myself, give us a call right now at 281-558-KSEV. What were you about to say, Blake?
What I was going to say is I think it has to do with the old negative connotation the term hard money loans always had in the past. It was only a hard money loan was for somebody that had bad credit and this, that, and the other. And really, they were lending on the hard equity of the property, not the borrower. My hard money line, my average credit score is 740 something. Right now, I haven't looked this week. But, you know, so all my borrowers are bankable borrowers. You know, they can all get a loan from just about anywhere. But they understand the benefits of a hard money loan and maximizing their leverage and holding on to their cash so they could go on to get another deal. So I think the paradigm shift or the attitudes are changing with the old connotations of the hard money loan.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because when I used to say the term, I'd get a funny look. Now the agents just go, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So it's definitely a much better environment, much easier to use them. Just got an email from a listener with a question. What if I get stuck in the hard money loan? How do you prevent that?
Well, to be negative, you know, you can't ever tell what's going to happen 6 months from now. But one of the advantages of being with Capital Concepts, we were conventional lenders first, and then we went and added the hard money. So we can do both in-house. We're going to look at you, and we're going to say thumbs up or thumbs down if you're going to be able to refi out of it or have a plan for your refi. So that's being considered before we give you a hard money approval letter. I don't want you stuck in my loan. It's considered a short-term loan. I want you in and I want you out. So if somebody doesn't have good credit or something like that, then they need to have a lot of cash. But most of our borrowers that do have good credit and they're able to go full docs or show all their tax returns or W-2s, then we make sure they can get a Fannie Mae. They'll qualify for a Fannie Mae loan before we put them in the hard money loan. Now, the people that are more than 10 properties, those are a little easier to figure out, but it's going to be based on the cash flow of the property, more property specific.
A good point
that you just brought up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help it. If somebody loses their job, what we'll do is we can't do Fannie Mae. We'll try to move it over to the other type of loan, the securitized lending. We can usually come up with something.
Yeah. And then do you allow people to flip houses with your hard money loans?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's one company that doesn't. They'll only do it if you're going to refi into a rental. But you can also use these hard money loans for flips, those of you who are flipping. So this is, I don't know anybody that would not use a hard money loan to flip, you know, unless you've just got unlimited resources and you can just pay cash for four or five houses at a time. But, oh man, we got to go to break. All right,
sure.
Blake, we'll be back in. Please hold on. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Blake Yarborough of Capital Concepts, hard money and conventional lender. You can find him online at 4smartmoney.com. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at gettotalwealth.com. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where the phone lines are open at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. And I'm on the line is my special guest, Blake Yarborough of Capital Concepts, who does hard money loans. If you're getting ready to buy a home, he can help you with that too. If you're flipping houses, he can help. If you're doing rentals, he can help. You can find them at 4smartmoney.com, and that's where you get pre-approved with him. So check that website out. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question, you need to call right now. Please do not wait till the last 2 minutes, and then we don't have time to answer your question. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Blake, I've got an email question here, which is, what is the minimum score if I'm going to flip and use a hard money loan? I guess credit score, I'm assuming.
There's not really a minimum credit score. If the credit score's low, depending on how low it is, what I'll do to help insulate myself, because I know you have to be able to sell it, I'll probably lend a lower loan to value with somebody with a lower credit score, which means they probably have to either have a really, really, really good deal or put some more money into it. So my loan is at a lower loan to value. So worst case scenario, they could drop the price and sell it.
I see. Yeah. So if they've got it on the market for 350 and it doesn't move, you could lower it to 310 and move it real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're in that. Yeah, so back to my $100,000 house. Instead of me lending them up to 75, I might lend them 65 or something like that.
Gotcha. Let me see this other email question. We've actually got a caller. We'll come back to this email. Let's go to the phone lines, which are open at 281-558-5738, and talk to Robert. Robert, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
I can. Yep. How can we help?
I have a piece of property. It's in Spring Branch. It's paid off, and I don't know what to do. I'm living with my girlfriend now, so the house sits. And I'm just paying, you know, maintenance, taxes, and things and such. And I don't know if I should just rent it out or sell it or
what. Well, tell me this, Robert. What's it worth? What's the ARV, after repaired value or whatever?
Well, I've done repairs. I remodeled the kitchen, and just recently, since the freeze, I updated the plumbing. It does have the original two-wire circuitry in it. It has a good roof, a new roof. The exterior is fine. It's got updated double pane windows that I put in, hurricane windows.
Nice.
The appraised value that I'm paying on taxes is like $167, but I'm sure it'll probably
it's worth more than that.
Like double, I guess, you know, Spring Branch.
Well, Robert, that would make a great rent property. Our rentals are in the 150 to 250 range as a rule. Yes, we'll go below it or a little above it, but that is a perfect rental property. You could use it as a rental property, but before you rent it out, I would refinance it and pull out a bunch of cash so that you can go buy 10 more. Well, that's refi or do a cash out finance. Pull, you know, $150,000 out and go buy 10 more rent properties. Again, that's what I would do.
Oh, see, that's why I'm calling you. I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, you can do that, Robert.
Wow. Okay, well, maybe I need to call you, and maybe we need to get together and sit down and talk.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
come to our free sample class
right now. Sorry.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I sure appreciate the call. Yeah, Robert's in a really good opportunity because I bet that thing's worth $200. He'd be able to pull out $150 after costs and everything and go buy 5 or 10, depending on how good of deals he got, 5 or 10 more rent properties and produce himself $3,000, $4,000 a month passive income. We have another caller on the line, but I do not have the name. So, caller, if you would, let me know your name, please.
Is this me? That's Cliff.
Cliff?
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. Okay,
good.
I don't have a question, and it's not a commercial, but I'm going to tell you what happened. If Blake does my money, what's smart money? If you're investing, this is one thing you guys never touched on. They always talk about real estate you can do with no cash, no credit. And that's fine. You can do that. But really, real estate's a business. If you run out of cash, you're out of business. So the last three deals I did with Blake ended up being no money down, where when I refinanced all the money back into it. So although I could pay cash for this, I'm doing one with him right now, and I could pay cash for it. But why am I using him and financing with this high interest rate that he keeps doing? Is because what it does is at the end of it, you buy it, you fix it up, you refinance it, and you get all your money back in your pocket. So you never run out of money. You never run out of money. You can continue to do this as long as you want to do it.
Man, I love it, Cliff. That is a great story. So how many units do you own total?
I've got an apartment complex, so that's really the big hitter. I refinanced
how many
last
doors?
Year. And now what I'm doing is I'm adding in some duplexes and fourplexes and units of that size to get in there. So this is like my third one with Blake that I'm doing right now.
How many? Just go ahead and tell them roughly how many units do you have total? Just kind of put it in perspective.
I'm probably in the 35 range. I got like 22 unit apartment complex, and I've got like 10 single family in that range. So we're talking about 35 units.
The reason why I wanted to point that out, because he's definitely has the money to go other types of financing, but he sees the benefit of using a hard money loan to refi.
And that's why I wanted to bring it, because there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money, and they want to pay cash. No, don't pay cash, although you have the money, because this is going to enable you to maintain that cash so you never run out of business. You can do it forever.
I love it, Cliff. All right, thank you so much for calling in. Truly appreciate it.
All right,
take care. Wow. Blake, that is a great story. I love success stories too, where people, you know, they get and they hear the excitement in his voice where he's figured it out, and now all he has to do is duplicate it over and over and over again until he reaches his financial goal, which may be 200 units or whatever. The thing I would say to Cliff though, you may be ready to buy 200 units now, and I can show you how. You need to come to our free workshop. Go to gettotalwealth.com. And click on that free sample class and come in and meet us. A guy with your credibility, Cliff, you could lead or syndicate a deal, sponsor a deal, and raise capital and go buy 200 units or 100 or whatever, you know, we can find at the time. But, yeah, please check us out, Cliff. That is a great story. So we are in the last minute or two. Blake, why don't you give them the phone number and the website again, and let's get them calling you.
Sure, and thanks for having me. Yeah, my phone number is 713-651-9500. I've got an office in Dallas as well. The toll-free number, 877-651-9500, similar number. Or you could check us out online at 4smartmoney.com. That's the number 4smartmoney.com. And one of us will get back with you. If you want to talk to me, I'll talk to anybody. So give us a call, ask for me. We'll have a conversation, and we'll go from there.
All right, Blake. I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Okay. Takeaways I want you to have. Do you see how a false belief, a belief that you have to put $60,000, $70,000 down on a deal can hold you back, even though it's not true? See, beliefs don't have to be true to be debilitating. You've just got to do yourself a favor and question any belief that you have that's keeping you from taking action, because it's probably not true. Because people just like you are taking action. They are building passive income. They're building wealth while you're sitting there with these false beliefs that have become excuses. Don't let that happen. Question every belief you've got and then get in there. Educate yourself. By in there, I mean, I probably should have said get out there. Educate yourself. Figure out what your dream is. Is it $10,000 a month? Is it $15,000 a month? Is it $20,000? Is it $100,000 a month? Whatever your dream is, get out there and go for it. Because everyone, I know this sounds like corny, every one of you can do it. It's just a matter of getting past all those false beliefs that are holding you back. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, we always have a free sample class available if you're interested in the coaching at Total Wealth Academy. Go to GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free sample class button there. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.